I know what it's like to be caged in a Rubik's Cube. I know what it's like to go through infinite gyroscopic moments in time. I know what it's like to wish to rewind. I know what it's like to deal with those who are truly unkind. It makes you feel caged up. It makes you feel as if your wings have been clipped. It makes you feel as if you've lost every single hummingbird feather you ever have known in your life. When others are not nice and when others do not listen, it makes you feel gray. It makes you take the time to really assess society. You look around, you look at the ground, you look at the sky, and you recognize, you realize, truly, how others are caged as well. By things that just don't add up. By things that make others go bankrupt. By things that are truly, truly corrupt. This spinning, spinning blue marble that we all reside on and we call home is undoubtedly beautiful. Many of us do find our wings on this planet, but many of us also, again, get our wings clipped. And it is in those moments that we, as writers, we as fighters and typewriters must band together. Those of us who are not writers or with passions as well still must band together to get through the bad, wicked witch weather. We must band together and we must show others how we can keep this planet spinning, spinning like a beautiful emerald city. No one should have to deal with pages that aren't pretty. But that's just the way it is sometimes. There are things that happen in this world, crimes, in hard, rough, waving times. I have been surrounded by earthquakes, by cocooning days. I have been forced to journey into truth. I have always spoken the truth, but sometimes we have those moments in our life where it feels like peanut butter is stuck to the roof of our mouth and things just keep flying south. We want our words from our heart to be magnetic. We want to pull others towards peace, towards harmony, towards Zen master moments. We want to all blossom. We don't want to feel the bite of a rabid possum. We just want our lives and those we love, their days to be nothing but bloody awesome. So I ask you again, be kind today, tomorrow, and all the other days that you have. Kindness, open-mindedness, that is what keeps the cages forever unlocked. That is what gives you a breath of fresh air. That is what shows up and shows that you care. Don't hide your unique flair. Be there. Be who you are. You don't need to be like anybody else. Sure, you can be inspired by another's pages, by another's wages, but money is not the answer. Love is the answer on this world. We need more loving minds. We need more treasure finds. We need others to open their super glued blinds. The world has no rewinds. We have our movies, we have our popcorn snacks, we have other hearts in existence out there. So take the time to care. Enjoy the little things, capture those moments, pause. Don't be in such a hurry all the time, because that's when things get especially stressful and blurry. Remember to set your passions free. Remember, you, your voice, who you are as a person, is like a stinging badass bumblebee.